episode 249, Meet the Star Wars Cast, and other news.
That's better.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I am Ben DiBono, and I'm back
from Chicago.
C2E2, yeah.
C2E2.
And we're back here on the air. So everybody's back.
So we were just talking about off the air, but in a few words, give us your impression of C2E2.
Fun. My favorite part of the show, or my favorite part of the weekend, was hanging out with Rick, and then Daniel Ford is a fan of Sci-Fi Christian. Mm-hmm. But then my second favorite part of the weekend was Chicago's Pizza, which was
The one with the sauce on top?
Yeah, it's so good.
Now, I was just asking you, and I can't believe this didn't come up, but you didn't ask. So we know Rick. We've known him for a long time.
Yeah.
But Daniel Ford, listener, but I wanted you to find out, how did he even find the Sci-Fi Christian?
I don't know.
I'm always interested in stories of how people come across us.
I think aren't we like big enough now? Like Stephen Colbert doesn't ask all his friends how they found out about the Colbert Report.
I wouldn't go that far.
It's just a rough analogy.
So if you're out there and you've never told us, shoot us an email at the... Nope. Go ahead, Ben.
feedback@thescifichristian.com.
And let us know, how'd you find the Sci-Fi Christian? Ben, we're heading towards episode 250. Yeah.
I see you have a book down here, Flash Forward.
Yeah.
Are you going to be reading that?
Yeah, this is on my to-read list, so...
I don't recommend it.
You have read it.
Yes.
Too late.
It's nothing like the show, and the show wasn't even good, but the book is worse.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
So...
have fun reading.
Thank you.
Happy reading.
So, coming up on episode 250, well, speaking of things that we're going to read in the future or see in the future, episode 250 is going to be a big one for us.
Yeah.
Ben and I have not a top 5, not a top 10.
No.
A top 25.
Yeah, because that's a divisible number of 250.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Whatever the official math term is.
Yeah, and so what we're going to do is count down... I'm not sure how we're going to word this for the title, but essentially it's going to be top 25 things we want to have experienced by episode 350.
Right. You said watched in your email to me, so I only did books and movies, or movies and TV shows.
Oh, shoot. I did books, TVs, and movies.
Okay.
TV. Oh, whatever. It's always fun to have a mixture of lists.
So mine will be watched.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah. And so...
There's definitely some stuff that would have gotten booted off the list because I was stretching there at the end.
Oh, really? Yeah. It was tough for me even with books.
Wow. I mean, books would have been easy.
If you can think of some during your time here, just add them in.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So it's going to be 25 sci-fi things, TV, movies, or books that we want to experience in the next 100 episodes. So we'll talk more about that in the next episode. For now, Ben, shall we get on to the news?
Yeah. It's time for sci-fi news.
It's time for sci-fi news.
I was just thinking, it's a little dark in here.
It is a little dark.
And it's because the sun was out, and it's getting closer to summertime now, and so I didn't put the light on when we started here, so we have some mood lighting for this evening.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You'd said at the beginning of the show, we never explained this, you'd said something along the lines of, it worked this time.
What did you say? I always like to say obscure things like that just to keep people wondering.
Basically, we tried to start the show and I forgot to put the sound on, as I sometimes do.
Yeah.
So I did the intro, but then no music came.
So that was
a bummer. Yeah. So, but what I did say is, meet the Star Wars cast.
And other news.
So finally, after much speculation, I think it was just yesterday.
Yeah.
We got a picture of the cast doing a reading.
Yeah.
A read through, you could say. So, Ben, how did you feel about this? You saw the pictures, you saw the cast layout, so go ahead, give me some thoughts.
I mean, I think the only really big thing you can take away from this is the fact that Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, and Harrison Ford are all coming back, which we kind of knew, but the rumors had been going back and forth, like maybe Harrison Ford won't do it. So the fact that that's completely confirmed now is really the only big thing. The rest of it, we'll just kind of have to see. Although Andy Serkis being in the cast is interesting.
Yeah, so do you think that means... Some people are speculating he'll be playing a motion capture character, as he often does, but he doesn't always. He was in The Prestige as himself.
That's true. Well, that's a character.
Well, as a character. Yeah. So let me read some of these actors' names, and I'll tell you what they're known for. You tell me if you've seen those things.
Okay.
Actor named John Boyega from Attack the Block.
No, but I do. I would like to see that movie. Oh, I should have added that to my list.
Write it there.
I'll get you a pen here. Hold on.
Okay.
Here, start writing some things down while we talk about news today.
Okay.
I'll just have
some extra things.
Yeah. Daisy Ridley, who you may have seen in Silent Witness or Mr. Selfridge. No idea. Ben?
Nope.
Adam Driver, who we have talked about before. He's in the TV show Girls. He was also in Lincoln.
Seen every episode 15 times. No, I have not seen a single episode of Girls.
It's on HBO. I bet you'll watch it eventually.
I don't think I will. I'm not going to watch Sex and the City either.
Oh, okay.
Like, there are limits to my HBO devotion.
Oscar Isaac, who you may have seen in The Bourne Legacy as the character Outcome Number 3.
Oh, well, I have seen The Bourne Legacy. So, yeah. Yeah,
he was
looking forward to seeing him again.
He was also in Sucker Punch.
All right.
And then here's an interesting one. Domhnall Gleeson, who played Bill Weasley in the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was also recently in About Time, which I didn't see. Time travel movie starring Rachel McAdams.
Yeah.
Let's see. Finally, Max von Sydow, who we have seen in The Exorcist.
Yeah, well, I've seen him in The Exorcist.
The Seventh Seal and Minority Report.
Yeah.
And then the originals, of course, we got Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, Anthony Daniels, who plays C-3PO, Peter Mayhew, who plays Chewbacca, and Kenny Baker, who plays R2-D2.
Yeah. I can't believe you've never seen Exorcist. You should put that on your top 25 list.
Maybe. We'll see.
I don't think it's going to make the cut.
I don't think so either, to be perfectly honest. I love the picture that they released, though, with all of them sitting in a circle with J.J. Abrams, and they have the scripts in front of them, so...
Yeah.
This is a pretty exciting time.
I guess.
What do you mean?
I mean, it just... Who cares? It's like... it shouldn't be that big of a deal.
I think it's exciting. So, Ben, you had proposed a different top news about Ridley Scott.
Yeah, so speaking of HBO, Ridley Scott's developing a TV show for HBO called Pharaoh, which you might think, oh, well, that's about ancient Egypt, and you would be right, but it's not just about ancient Egypt. It's about ancient aliens in ancient Egypt.
Oh.
So, we should do an episode on ancient aliens sometime.
Are you for real? Are you pretending like this is the first time we've thought about this?
No.
Because on the second episode,
yeah,
at the end, you were going on and on about how you like to do thought experiments and that,
yeah,
you'd put together an episode where we talked about what if ancient aliens created humanity.
Okay.
So
let's do it.
Let's do it. Episode 252 next week.
Okay. Do you want to do it next week?
Yeah, next week.
Okay. And then we'll do X-Files a week after that.
Yep.
Okay.
Perfect. That's happening.
I'm on board with that.
I like that planning.
I'm going to write ancient aliens here so, okay, I don't forget.
Next piece of Star Wars related news. No, remind me, Ben. I've talked to so many people about this because I think the news is interesting. I can't remember if we've covered it on the show. Did we talk about the expanded universe last week?
Yeah.
Okay. Did we talk about... But did we? Are you sure? You're certain that we talked about it on the show?
Yep.
And did we read the books that were going to be coming out? Because they've released the four titles.
No, there's been additional news since last
week.
Okay,
take that.
So... We already knew that the expanded universe was basically going to be scrapped, but now it's going to go under the Legends umbrella.
Yeah, so basically, they're still going to produce and publish those books, but it's, at this point, not fan fiction, but on par with fan fiction. It has nothing to do with the real universe.
Exactly. But again, like I was saying last time, if the only reason you were reading this stuff is because it was canon, that's a pretty bad reason to be reading these books.
Mm-hmm.
Read it because you think it's a good story. And if it's not a good story, don't.
You know, I'm trying to track down... I had a really good list here, and it's available online. But anyways, Disney has announced, and maybe Lucasfilms more specifically, that there's going to be four novels released here coming up. And for the first time, the expanded... it's not even an expanded universe. The book universe does run parallel to the Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
So... not just parallel, but that they do all exist together. So they have equal value, equal weight. And also, surprisingly, they put in there the new animated show, Star Wars Rebels.
Ugh.
So that show, Rebels, the movies that are coming out that we're talking about, and the books, all equal. So whatever happens in all of them do matter to the rest of the story.
Okay, let's just all agree now that we're not going to keep up with all this because it's just going to be a nightmare otherwise.
Well, you mentioned in the past that there's no way somebody could now go and read all of the expanded universe books.
No, and now you don't have to.
Yeah, now you don't have to, and I'm sure there's going to be people that want to now keep up on all the new Star Wars books.
Don't do it. Just if one of them looks interesting as a story, go ahead and read it, but don't kill yourself to do this. Seriously, there's so many other things to read and watch and experience. don't kill yourself to keep up with this cheap money grab.
And I wish I could have better information here for you. The list, like I said, of the four books is available. Unfortunately, I can't find it at this time. So, yeah, Ben. All right, next piece of news.
All right. Oh, well, a little sad news of the day.
I know where you're going with this. First, real quick, okay. Star Wars, or the people at Lucasfilms, did say that although they've released the cast photo and a cast list, there's still one more substantial, in quotes, role left to be cast.
Right.
Who's it going to be?
Darth Vader. Yeah, no, it's going to be a lady.
Oh, okay.
Lady Darth Vader.
Sad news of the day.
Bob Hoskins, who I think is probably best known for playing Mario in the Super Mario Brothers
movie. I know
movie.
Him best as his, from his role in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Nope, it's Mario.
Okay.
He's dead. He died of pneumonia. I didn't know you could die of pneumonia.
Oh, yeah. I remember before my grandma passed away, that was a big worry. She got pneumonia a lot when she was in the hospital, so watch out.
Oh, man.
This is a real...
Because anyone can get pneumonia. I mean, I guess anybody can get any disease, but...
Yeah.
I mean, pneumonia is not like an uncommon thing.
Well, it's probably worse on older people.
Wear your hats, people. Yeah. Don't go out in the cold.
Yeah, it's a bad thing.
They killed Mario.
Yeah, of all. I mean,
so any
Bowser couldn't get him, but pneumonia.
Any hope for a Super Mario Brothers 2
or a Who Framed Roger Rabbit 2?
Yeah, but really, a Super Mario Brothers 2 has been crushed. So I'm sorry, everyone. Mario's dead.
All right, next piece of news.
That sucks.
It does suck.
Especially for him. Well, unless he's in heaven.
Yeah. At which place, shout out to Bob. We'll see you in 50 or less years. Okay. Next piece of news.
Almost as sad. Zack Snyder is going to be directing the Justice League movie.
Yeah, so... I feel like this is barely news because we've been speculating and expecting it so much, but it's the first official announcement, so there you go.
Warner Brothers really likes Zack Snyder.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think Snyder's a terrible director. I don't hate him as much as some people do, but this is getting a little weird.
It's interesting because they did also, something that people aren't covering as much because this is such big news, is that they did announce... As I've been saying for months, that they're going to be filming Man of Steel 2 and Justice League back to back.
Isn't Man of Steel 2 basically Justice League at this point?
At this point, yes, because we already knew Batman was going to be there. Then they had Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And now, earlier this week, they said that they cast Cyborg. The actor Ray Fisher will be playing Cyborg in Batman versus Superman. It's basically like Justice League Zero.
Yeah. Maybe they're afraid to have someone else direct because Christopher Nolan is the one who supposedly chose Zack Snyder. So maybe he needs to call him up and be like, look, guys, it's okay. It's okay to have other people direct these movies.
Okay, have you heard the rumor? No, this is straight rumor. Not
okay.
Don't put too much stock in this. Have you heard who is possibly being sought after for Aquaman?
No.
Matt Damon.
That would be kind of awesome.
I would love that.
That would be good.
That would be that'd be a way to make Aquaman legit in people's minds who don't like him.
I mean, I think we all know that our first choice for a Matt Damon role would be Robin.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but short of that, Aquaman would be a good second.
You may have this in your news, but do you have the Hobbit update?
No, though I did attend a Hobbit panel this weekend.
Oh, what did they talk about?
Well, it wasn't anybody from the movies. It was the OneRing.net putting it on. It was basically just a complete demonstration of how unobjective fans can be. It was kind of funny because, you know, it was all fan done. Like, the OneRing.net is a Tolkien news site for the movies. And so they were all like, hey, we all loved Evangeline Lilly's character Tauriel. And everybody was, yeah! And then there's me. No.
You said that?
Yeah.
Good.
And there was a few moments like that. And so they were kind of looking at me throughout the panel.
Oh.
I think I was...
Did you get a chance to, like, say anything?
They didn't give me a chance to rebut.
Oh, man.
And what was funny is that, you know, we and pretty much everyone else agrees that making it three movies was a mistake.
Yes.
They were up there like, there's probably enough material here for a fourth movie.
Oh, my gosh. Tell me the panels you went to. I know you went to... The Game of Thrones one.
Yeah.
Was George R.R. Martin there?
No.
Was anybody famous there?
Yeah, the guy who plays Hodor was there.
Oh, very nice.
And the lady who plays Osha is there.
Okay.
And Theon was there.
Oh, nice. Okay, and then you also went to the aforementioned Hobbit. What else?
And then the only other one I went to was one on beer and comics.
Interesting. What was the...
There was no connection whatsoever.
They
really tried to force it, like, well, making comics is collaborative, and so is brewing beer, so let's talk about these. So they should have just done a beer. It was interesting, but they should have just said, look, we're going to have a beer panel because people here like beer.
Oh, who was the most famous person you saw?
Out of all the panels?
Just anywhere around as you walk around.
Well, I got some little videos, Stan Lee.
Okay, you did. Okay, good.
Yeah, from about 20 feet away.
That's fine. Who else?
Hodor and the Game of Thrones people.
When you're there on the floor, what's the, like, are there just people selling comics everywhere?
There's booths all over the place.
Yeah, I guess
it's kind of like, you've been to the state fair.
Yeah.
You've been, like, the bazaar.
Yes.
It's kind of like that.
What's it called? The grandstand?
No, not the grandstand. The bazaar where there's all the people selling people. It's like a flea market.
Okay, yep.
So now we're like two metaphors deep. It's like the bazaar, which is like a flea market. Yeah, so just imagine that, except that's all comics. And sci-fi stuff.
That's kind of cool. I've never been to a Comic-Con. There is one coming here locally to Minneapolis this weekend, but it just seems really small.
Yeah.
There's a few famous people like Nathan Fillion and Matt Smith, William Shatner. I mean, it seems like I'm naming some pretty big names, but I mean, that's basically it. There's not a lot of other people famous coming.
Right.
So, I don't know. We'll see.
Next year. C2E2 2015.
Are you and Rick doing it again next year?
Well, we don't have any definite plans, but I'd like to. It was fun.
Hobbit. It's not going to be called There and Back Again.
It's not going to be called Into the Fire. It's going to be called The Battle of the Five Armies.
As if they did it. Like, why would they want to make it so long? But, I mean, that's not the biggest deal, but still.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this?
Well, I mean, it's fairly obvious that the focus is just going to be on one long action scene. I mean...
Well, they still have to... figure out the stuff with Smaug.
Yeah.
But he'll probably be a part of the battle, right?
Not in the books. Probably. I mean, in the books, Bilbo gets knocked unconscious at the beginning of the battle, and he's out for most of it. And now that's going to be the entire third movie, so this is going to suck.
So you're still going to go midnight, though, right?
You have to. It's tradition.
You and your dad have went every time.
Yeah. If it wasn't for my dad.
All right. Next piece of news.
All right.
So, in conclusion, The Hobbit... The Battle of the Five Armies this December.
Well, I've got a new feature here. It's called Fake News of the Day.
Okay, do it.
And this is news that I wish was real, but isn't. Should we do a little song?
Yes. Give me kind of an idea, and then we'll do the real recording.
We'll do do. It's not real news, but
okay,
it's fake.
That's good. No, don't say. Yeah, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Do. It's not. Real news, because do and news kind of rhyme.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, because it's fake. Okay, right?
Okay.
One, two.
Do.
It's not real news, because it's fake.
Okay. All right, so we've talked about franchises and how everything gets turned into a franchise, and how maybe that's not the best thing. But you know what, Matt? Every now and then there's a couple of movies that should be turned into a franchise and aren't.
Okay.
So, your fake news this day. Announcing two sequels to two recently famous Christian movies.
Okay.
The first one, Heaven is for Real 2, So is Hell. When a young boy dies and goes to hell, or comes back to life, claiming he has a near-death... let me start over.
Yeah, this is going horrible.
That's why it's fake news. You know, it's all in your head, right? Well, when a young boy has a near-death experience and comes back claiming visions of hell, his father doesn't believe him initially. But after he flips through the family photo album and starts recognizing dead relatives he never would have seen before, his father begins to believe that his child has really been
Is this
to
what
hell.
Happens in Heaven is for Real?
That's my understanding from not having seen the movie.
Why do you want there to be a sequel?
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
That would be pretty funny. What's your second one?
This is satire. It's not like it would be an actual good movie.
It's not that funny. But okay, what's the next thing?
I thought it was funny. Next one is for real. God's Not Dead 2?
No, that is for real. You're saying that is happening?
No.
Oh, this is still fake news.
This is still fake news.
Okay, go ahead.
So God's Not Dead 2, neither is, or so is Satan. Neither is Satan. I'm botching the fake news today.
Please never do this segment again.
Okay. No, we're going to do it every week.
Why? What's the point of this? It doesn't
Because it's funny. It doesn't
seem that funny. HBO. HBO is going to be teaming up with BBC.
Okay. Let's let the listeners decide. If you want to hear more fake news delivered better than I did, then you let me know.
Okay, Ben at thescificristian.com.
Otherwise, if you don't want to see... Don't say anything.
HBO is teaming up with BBC to do a mini-series adaptation of The Casual Vacancy by J.K. Rowling. Filming begins this summer. You'll watch it.
No, I won't.
You watch everything on HBO.
We already established that's not even true.
All right, your next piece of news.
Carlton Cuse has a new series he's working on, yes. Which is a remake of the French series The Returned.
I actually have a few thoughts on this. So,
okay,
listen to this. Try to follow this line of reasoning / storytelling.
Yeah.
So currently on ABC, there's a TV show called Resurrection, which our friend Wayne Henderson and my friend Troy are the hosts of a podcast that cover Resurrection. It's called Resurrection Revealed.
Troy's not my friend all day because I don't know him. Because it's like I knew him. We're friends with Wade, and Troy only likes Matt.
Yeah. So, and you may remember, they were nice enough to play a promo for our show on their show.
Oh, well, then he's my friend, too.
Yes. And so they are right now covering the TV show Resurrection. Resurrection is based on a book called The Returned. Meanwhile.
Okay.
Yep. Meanwhile.
It's the same book?
No, it's not. Meanwhile. Oh. There was a French supernatural drama also called The Returned, and it has nothing to do with the current TV show Resurrection. But now, Carlton Cuse is going to be adapting this adaptation of The Returned. Did you follow that?
Yeah, why did we even talk about Resurrection?
Because it's based on a book called The Returned.
So? Nobody would have known that if we hadn't brought it up.
Well, just got to be careful.
Okay, so are you for this news?
Yeah, I'm for it. I like Carlton Cuse.
Are you going to watch Carlton?
Well, I haven't watched Bates Motel yet, but I want to. So,
oh, does he do Bates Motel?
Yeah, he's behind Bates Motel.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, all right, your next piece of news.
Oh, man. Well, let's do a little bit of this.
What the Frodo is this? What the Frodo?
You thinking, man?
The Frodo.
What's going on?
Frodo! What the Frodo?
Well, last week, we covered that there's a sequel to Mrs. Doubtfire in development.
Yes.
And now along those same lines, David Spade has announced that he is developing a sequel to his Oscar-winning performance in Joe Dirt.
No.
Joe Dirt 2.
Did not hear this.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Amazing.
That's a terrible idea. Did you ever see Joe Dirt?
I did.
It was a bad movie.
I don't know how old I was when I saw it, yeah. But I sadly think I liked it.
Well, there was a time where we all thought David Spade was a comedic genius.
Yeah, so I haven't seen it recently. I'm guessing it doesn't hold up.
That would probably be a safe bet.
I've got some What the Frodo.
All right.
Did you know Sony is currently moving forward with, get this, a live-action Barbie movie?
That's really bad.
It's going to be a comedy, and they've said that they have hopes of making it into a new franchise.
So they're just going to call it Dumb White Girls?
I don't know. So, Barbie, watch for Barbie coming soon. All right, Ben, I'll take your next piece of news.
Well, Jurassic Park World, or whatever it's being called, is over. They're already working on sequels for it.
Yeah.
What a disaster. I mean, this is just a classic example.
We're living in a weird world, Ben.
Yeah, I mean, okay, let's think about this. Michael Crichton wrote the book Jurassic Park to talk about speculative science, and now it's been churned up and turned into this cheap, dumb entertainment franchise. This is horrible news. Just stop. Please stop. Don't go see this movie when it comes out. Don't support the sequels. We have to collectively put our foot down and say no more.
So, speaking of HBO TV shows, as we were earlier today, Amazon Prime has announced that it has an exclusive deal with HBO to provide us with all of their programming 3 years after they're aired. So, for shows like The Wire, Sopranos, they're on their
Deadwood. Own. Well,
they will be on. Is it up and live right now?
I don't know.
But anyways, yeah, Deadwood, they'll be there right away. But like shows like Game of Thrones, which are currently playing, every season will be available 3 years after
right.
it completes, which is kind of a long time, but still kind of sweet for people that want to catch up on the HBO backlog.
Yeah, so you can watch Game of Thrones season one.
Well, what I'm really excited about is Wire. I've been wanting to watch that for so long.
Such a great show.
Yeah.
And so, Deadwood. You got to watch Deadwood.
So this is good news. In other related news, when you're talking about streaming online television, we know that Hulu, Netflix, Microsoft even have started creating, and Amazon, have created their original programming. Well, guess who's getting into the game? Do you know this answer?
No.
Yahoo.
They still exist?
Yeah, Yahoo still exists. And so we are looking at a sci-fi comedy coming up from Yahoo called Other Space, which they're saying is a mix between Sliders and space travel.
Wow.
I used to like Sliders.
I never saw it.
I don't think anybody's going to watch this.
I mean, people would have to go to Yahoo.
Yeah, so I think, oh, you're going to hate this news.
Okay.
I'll take one more, and then you can go back to you.
Okay. I only have one more piece of news.
You know how you don't like Supernatural, and how you don't like...
Well, I've never seen
it. But I'm saying you don't like how there's so many seasons, many episodes.
Yeah.
Bad news, they're doing a spinoff.
Oh, boy.
Supernatural Bloodlines.
Yeah, I think the odds of me ever watching that show go down the longer it airs.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. That makes complete sense. Because by the time it's done, it'll have, what are we at right now, season 10 or 11?
Season 10, something like that.
Yeah, I mean...
There's no way it's still good.
Not just that, but there's no way if you think of full 20 to 25 episode seasons, for 10 years, no way.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, Ben, go ahead.
All right, my last piece of news. Matt, you were right. Hugh Jackman has said that the next Wolverine movie will probably be his last as Wolverine.
Now, did I announce this at a previous episode?
I think you speculated on it.
My favorite news is news that proves Matt is right.
That's the way that...
Good job.
Matt is right.
Matt is right about
everything.
Say?
How about Hugh Jackman?
Matt is right.
Matt is right.
I'm not like Ben Bono.
Everything. Everything might be a little...
Matt is right.
Matt is right.
I've told you guys for months now.
Matt is right.
Our top news of the day. Matt is right. Was right.
Are you playing the long version?
Say it.
Matt is right.
So like I said, Matt is right.
I think you're playing the long version. This is going on for a long time.
No, that's it right there. Okay. And that's your last piece of news?
Yeah, all done.
Well, it's time to go to forward or against it.
All right.
A little segment we have here on the Sci-Fi Christian. Yeah. Flash Gordon movie rights have been secured by Fox. Forward or against it?
Against. I don't think anybody needs to see that.
I'm not sure if today's audience will be receptive to Flash Gordon.
Sci-Fi tried to do a series a few years ago, and it didn't work.
Yeah. Let's see here. We found out today that the next James Bond movie will be a continuation straight from Skyfall, for it or against it.
I wouldn't mind them taking a 20-year break or so from James Bond, I'm going to say against it. I thought Skyfall was all right.
Yeah, I thought Skyfall was all right, but I'm against it because I didn't think it was as amazing as everybody seems to think it is.
Right.
So against it.
Yeah.
Fox has officially canceled Almost Human, the sci-fi robot show starring Carl Urban, which I've never watched.
I've never watched it either. But I'm going to say for it, you know, let's clear the deck.
I don't watch this show, but I was pulling for it. So I'm against this news. I was hoping that it could probably have a second season. So sorry, Almost Human. Looks like, I think I only have Marvel news left. I saved it for the end for you.
Oh my gosh. Oh boy.
So we could do a little break and do this.
Take that, science.
Well, on today's Take That Science news, Ben, here's the article title. Meet the doctor who says watching Walking Dead is hurting society.
Well, probably, but just because it's a stupid show.
Here's one theory that posits a zombie danger much more serious than getting bit. Zombies may not be real, but you could easily argue that both they and the fictional apocalypse they represent have been had a more profound impact on our culture than lots of actual people and potential societal pitfalls. Dr. Manny Alvarez, writing for Fox News, thinks our obsession with zombies isn't doing us any favors. And here's his thesis. The idea of a zombie-infested world inspires fantasies of monsters possessed by an uncontrollable rage to kill, and viewers get a thrill imagining what it would be like to participate in this new world order. So the notion here is zombies are vehicles to violence. Ben?
This guy's a moron. All right, Walking Dead's a bad show, but not because of that.
Okay. I probably would say there's lots of things that could lead to violence.
Yeah, I mean, this is just the same crap that's been being trotted out ever since the whole thing with the comics freak out back in the 50s.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it, the seduction of the innocent.
Yeah, seduction of the innocent.
It's just, it's the same line. And it's unthinking people who don't actually... I mean, it's really the same problem, just in a different form, that we've talked about in terms of how people watch fiction. It's that they look at this surface level, they don't put any deeper thought into it than just, oh, people are dying, therefore it must be bad. It's like, well, no. No, I mean, you can see bad acts depicted on screen. That doesn't mean that it's a good or bad show for people to watch. There's things such as subtext and characters and themes that come into making a show worthwhile or not. And people like this who just superficially look at a show are out to lunch, and they're a waste of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take that, doctor.
We didn't read your full article, but I bet that's probably true. Here's the last piece.
Last news of the day.
Last news is right. You got a lot of them.
Last news.
Yeah.
Nope, just this.
Oh, I thought you said you had multiple Marvel news.
I looked through and there was nothing really worth talking about except for this last one. And this is just kind of interesting. We know that Edgar Wright is doing Ant-Man.
Yeah.
And we know he's been working on it for years. But there's been a lot of other Marvel movies that have come out since. So somebody in a recent interview asked Kevin Feige, how did the script of Ant-Man have to change to kind of fit in with what now exists in the Marvel Cinematic Universe? And guess what? Turns out that they had the script in mind all along as they were plotting these other Avengers movies. And so they really haven't had to adapt it too much. Maybe some minor like references to past events in Avengers movies, but the actual core of the story, because they knew it was coming up, they were able to keep Edgar Wright's script, the original script, just essentially basically the same.
Good. Edgar Wright shouldn't have to compromise for Marvel. Or anyone else.
Exactly. I'm for it.
I'm for it. Got a little listener feedback, including a voicemail. We got a voicemail this week.
Let's start with that.
Okay, it's from our friend, John Wilkerson.
Oh, I have an email from him, too. Is it about the top 50 by any chance?
No.
Let me read this real quick. He says that, if you don't know this, folks, we've been talking about when we go on a hiatus this fall, what top 50 should we do this year? Last year we did top 50 sci-fi shows. Will this year be top 50 characters? Will it be top 50 sci-fi authors?
Yeah.
Will it be top 50 sci-fi movies? Who knows? But John's vote was for top 50 sci-fi authors. And he did ask, as a point of clarification, does that mean fantasy too, along with sci-fi? And I told him we use sci-fi loosely here. So
yeah, we use shorthand for
any speculative fiction. So fantasy, superheroes, straight sci-fi, so anything
horror.
Yep, good point. So there it is.
Erotic romance. No, we don't cover those.
No, we don't yet.
Future episode, everyone. All right, here's John. Once it loads, it's about to load, everyone.
Okay,
gentlemen, John Wilkerson here. I know you haven't gotten a lot of voicemail recently, and Ben was bemoaning that fact a few episodes ago. Heck, it might have been 10 episodes ago. But anyway, congratulations on 250 episodes. I really like listening to most of your, like 5% of your episodes.
That's better than nothing. Yeah.
Usually any episode that has me in it is, I would rate as one of the very top ones, which I haven't really been in them except to do voicemail. But I digress. Congratulations on 250 episodes. Glad to see that you guys are still out there podcasting. And keep up the great work with the reviews and things like that. And I hope to hear this in a future episode. By the way, if you want to get more people to email you, you need to make your voicemail you need to make your voicemail a little bit more accessible. It is hard to find on your website.
Yeah, I fixed that this afternoon.
I listen to my car sometimes, and I get home, and I want to call you guys. And no, you're not in speed dial. Forget about that. So I go to your website, and it's nearly impossible to find your stinking phone number. So my suggestion to you would be, there's these things called MP3 tags, and you can put an MP3 tag for lyrics or comments of your MP3, and it'll show up in iTunes or whatever player you have, and you can actually tap that, and it'll make a phone call. And also make it available on your website. So other than that, you guys are doing a wonderful job. If you need any more tips about MP3s and tagging, just get in touch with me because I'm cool like that. Bye. All right, now this is just a total side thing because I think this is the easiest way to get a hold of Ben. Ben, join the Ben DeBono Beer Show, and I would like for you to do a video on choosing beer for the casual beer drinker. I drink beer maybe 8 times a year. I like beer. I like drinking a quality beer. I can't stand drinking just skunky, stupid beer. So if you can do a video for someone like me who doesn't drink beer every day, I'm not a beer aficionado, what beers should I look for when I go to a restaurant? And, hey, you know, I'm going to have a beer today. So that's all.
Well, first of all, John, you are correct about our website. I went out there this afternoon after I heard your voicemail, and I have made the phone number much more visible.
Thank you,
on
Ben.
The website.
I noticed it actually earlier today. I did notice. So good job.
Move that up. And John, you're in luck because episode 3 of the Ben DeBono Beer Show, which will be released next week, is actually going to be about how to develop your palate as a beer drinker and how to choose good beers. A couple people have asked me to do an episode on that. So episode two is up now. Just came out yesterday.
That's great.
Yeah. So the Ben DeBono Beer Show is going strong. If you don't know what I'm talking about, this is my new YouTube endeavor. It's about me and beer.
Thus the title.
So the Ben DeBono Beer Show, it's a hit. Lots of people are a fan.
Really big hit.
Yeah.
All right.
So like me on Facebook and YouTube. And
how many likes you got so far? Because I saw a bunch of people right away.
It's like 32 likes, which for only being in a week.
That's really good.
Not bad.
It's really good. It's better than we did at first. So.
Yeah.
All right, Ben. Let me read another piece of feedback here. Patrick wrote in and said, I hope I'm not too late. I vote for top 50 sci-fi characters. So that's a good one.
Yeah, you're not too late.
Yeah, not too late at all. We're still taking votes.
We've had like one conversation about it.
Yeah. So thank you for that, Patrick. He also brought up the brackets we used to do. Remember during March Madness we used to do...
We didn't.
Well, we had our writers.
Max
did it. And so he brought that up. He said he really liked that. So good job, Max. He also said top 50 movies would be his second choice.
Okay.
So there's that. Then he goes on to write... Also,
not a reader, I take it.
Well, he did say with top 50 characters, he wanted to include movies, TVs, and books.
Okay,
so there it is.
Fair enough.
Patrick went on to say, I haven't seen The Fountain, but I was intrigued and fascinated by the discussion of it.
Yeah, me too.
He was talking about our discussion.
Yeah, I know.
He said, I watched the Tree of Life movie and thought it was interesting, but this sounds more poetic and less merely ethereal, which was what I took away from that movie. Thanks. Have you seen The Tree of Life?
Well, you know, somebody else asked us that in this other email from Jordan, and I've seen about half of it. I was watching it, then it went off HBO before I could finish it, and I loved it. I was really, really enjoying it, so I need to watch the rest of that movie.
Yeah, go ahead and read Jordan's if you have it there.
Okay. He said, I love the Fountain episode. I've never seen the film, but we'll definitely be tracking it down after hearing your excellent discussion. I'm glad people were listening, even if they didn't.
Well, you gave him the warning.
We did, but then I also kind of said, you know, you can't really spoil this movie, so stick around.
That's it. That's what I mean. You told them you won't be spoiled if you listen.
Exactly. So I'm glad people stuck around. It's fascinating, as you said, that Aronofsky keeps using religious imagery and ideas in his films, despite his atheism. I know very little about him, but is it possible he's following in the footsteps of various postmodern theorists like Derrida and Zizek, who reappropriate religious concepts and language despite their atheism? From what I know of Aronofsky, I think that could be possible. I think a lot of it is that he is, whatever he believes about God, he is very fascinated by Judaism and the Jewish interpretive tradition as well as mystical Judaism. And that seems to be a lot of what keeps coming up in his work. In any case, I need to see his films. Just a quick note is that Creo, which is Tom Creo's last name in the movie, is Latin for I create. Matt is right. The Latin for I believe is credo. That's really interesting because that actually makes a great deal of sense in the context of the movie and mm-hmm. adds a very fascinating twist too.
Because I think last week we said I believe.
Yeah.
So
that's what I had read.
That's interesting. Good. Yeah. And then this is where he goes on to talk about Tree of Life.
Have you seen Terrence Malick's 2011 movie, The Tree of Life? I've seen about half of it, then it went off HBO before I could finish. I liked it. I'd like to go back and watch it. It's one of my favorite films, and while perhaps not sci-fi, I'd be very keen to hear your thoughts on it. It's often described as a companion to Matt's favorite movie.
2001, A Space Odyssey.
Love that movie. Offering a theistic response to 2001. Don't worry, though, it isn't a so-called Christian film. Keep up the great work, Jordan. And Jordan also is a listener viewer of the Bendy Bono Beer Show. He sent me an email about that earlier this week.
Are you going to have a listener feedback section of your show?
Not yet.
You should just have an episode that's about feedback.
Yeah. Well, I could.
That's a good idea, Ben. Trevor wrote into us to our Facebook page, which you can definitely do by just searching The Sci-Fi Christian.
I mean, our listener feedback episodes were always very popular.
And Trevor said, I'm a recent listener, so forgive me if you've already expressed these opinions, but have you guys discussed Bates Motel? I enjoy it despite kind of knowing the end of the story in Psycho. It is truly the journey, not the destination. And, Trevor, I haven't watched it, but it's on Netflix, so both Ben and I can watch it.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. Carlton Cuse, how could you go wrong?
How could you go wrong?
What about you? Are you seriously going to check it out or not really?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it'll be on my 25 list.
Interesting. Okay, let's hold off. All right. Do you have any more feedback or you want me to just read through these?
Aaron Rainey, our friend, wrote, well, you guys are all our friends, but Aaron Rainey, we've actually met in person. So yeah, that's why.
That's true.
I called him out like that. He said, my wife and I watched The Fountain the other night simply to keep pace with the SFC.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah. Thanks for giving us an excuse to catch up with the movie. Very thought-provoking. Matt.
Yes.
We both said tree rings the moment we saw bald Tommy's tattoo, so we're with you there.
Thank you.
Ben. Yes. I had noticed the three parallel upside-down hero embarking shots. That's just brilliant filmmaking. And I agree with your interpretation. It's a classic hero shot by flipping the camera, but flipping the camera implies that there is something off or unnatural about the quest. Finally, it's probably pretty obvious, but do you think that the Mayan with the flaming sword was a reference to the cherubim at the end of Genesis 3? Yeah, absolutely. What do you think?
It didn't cross my mind, but I could see that.
Yeah. Definitely an interesting film. I wasn't quite sure what to make of it at first, but it's managed to stick with me, so good job, The Fountain. Well, how about a good job, Matt and Ben, for doing an episode on The Fountain?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, so he hadn't seen it until...
Yeah, not seen it.
And now it's sticking with him. Yeah, I've thought about it a few times since then, too. So it is a movie that sticks with you. I could definitely say that. It has its haunting moments, you could say.
Watch it and watch it again.
Seth writes into us, and this one addresses the Ben DeBono Beer Show.
All right. This is awesome. Seth, this is turning into Ben DeBono Beer Show listener feedback, too.
First, Seth says that he definitely votes for authors.
Okay.
So that's what he wants the top 50 to be. So I'm keeping track, so don't worry.
All right.
He then goes on to ask you a question, Ben. He says he also likes ciders besides just beers.
Right.
And he's wondering if the Ben DeBono Beer Show will ever address ciders.
Shoot me some recommendations. I have tried a couple hard ciders, and I didn't care for it because I found them too sweet. But tell me which ones I should try, and we'll do an episode on it. So shoot me an email, ben@thescifichristian.com. Was it Seth?
Seth.
Yeah, yes. So Seth, shoot me that email. Give me a few recommendations that we'll have that I can probably get in my area. And, yeah, I'll do an episode on it.
Now, Jeff Rooney, he sent you and I a really nice email kind of off...
Yeah.
You know, behind the scenes. But then he also, I mean, he's a new listener. I think he's catching up on a bunch of episodes.
Including the Ben DeBono Beer Show.
Yeah. and he tweets to us a lot. And so I have a few of his tweets here I thought I'd read. So
okay.
First he says, Matt, you haven't seen Fargo, but you have seen The Rocketeer. I'm praying for you. So
Yeah. Don't
worry. I heard Fargo is on Netflix. I'll make up for it.
Yeah,
so
that is a little sad.
He also said that any National Treasure film is better than The Rocketeer.
That's probably true.
And he said, what makes big... Did we mention Big Mama's House? Because he said...
We did. We were talking about Martin Lawrence.
Oh, okay. He says,
I don't remember why. Oh, yeah. Bad Boys 2.
Bad Boys 3.
Yeah. 3.
What makes Big Mama's House great is because it was filmed near us, he says. Okay. He said, Ben's beer show is much better than reading bus ads. So they must do that to keep time.
Yeah.
Maybe on the bus. Okay. And he said, he did ask us, this is an interesting question. No one's ever asked us this before. Which of us plays the intro guitar on the music at the end, at the beginning of the show?
The computer.
Yeah. I actually created that music the morning of our first episode recording. Have I told you the full story of this, Ben? I don't know if I ever have on the air.
You sent me like 5 samples.
No, more than that.
Yeah.
Like 9 or 10.
Yeah.
So this is the real story. Ben and I had been planning the Sci-Fi Christian for a couple weeks before we recorded our first episode. And I was in charge of creating the intro music, and I used an Apple product called Soundtrack.
Yeah.
And so I'm supposed to get to work by 8, or I was at the time. And I remembered I haven't done the intro music. and it was the morning of, and I was going to be going straight from work to your house, I think.
Yeah.
And so I woke up early. Well, it was the night before. So I woke up early the next morning and I just started creating a bunch of music. So that morning then I sent you, I think, 9 to 10 different tracks and let you choose which one you liked the best.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't create the intro music until the very day of our first recording.
That was last minute.
Yes, very last minute. And I think we had a winner. I like our intro music. I love it. And I've used the other options for other projects too. So
yeah,
good thing. Okay, he says, I had to stop listening to the new. This is Jeff again. Had to stop listening to the newest Sci-Fi Christian because it was too deep. I think he must have been doing something else.
The fountain one?
Yeah.
The
fountain one. So he must have been working on something else and wanted to concentrate on that one. So he ended up going to our episode 200, which features Kobe.
Wait, Kobe was on episode 200?
Yeah, because remember we... Was that the listener... Wait, no, he was on the end of the year one, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He just said, I'm now listening to the episode 200, which I thought was funny. If you want to get less deep...
That's true.
Bring in Kobe.
That's true.
He said... and then he goes on to say, the fountain episode bent my brain.
Well, that's good.
Dang. So that's all the feedback I have. Do you have anything else?
No.
I see you're writing something down for the top 25.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where I want to put Attack the Block on my list.
So, everybody...
I know it's getting bumped, but...
As we've been talking about, next episode, our top 25 things that we haven't seen in sci-fi television or movies or haven't read in sci-fi books. And the things that we want to experience by episode 350.
Right.
So, 100 episodes away. So, that's all from now.
Or, as we say around here, 2 months. Just a couple months away.
Well, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono.
And we are the Sci-Fi Christian, signing off.
Yeah, goodbye.